Welcome to The Perfect Storm, a bi-weekly podcast for business executives and cybersecurity professionals. Industry veterans Michael Markulek and Matthew Webster chat with guests about the latest cyber news, threats, and trends, and how all of it impacts their businesses. Harbor Technology Group is a cybersecurity consulting firm that offers advisory services to the SMB. Harbor believes by taking a proactive rather than reactive approach to cybersecurity, business leaders can develop a cybersecurity program that will address external requirements, exceed client expectations, and ultimately take their organization to the next level. Harbor's innovative processes are based on industry standard frameworks that are tailored to meet the needs of small and medium-sized businesses.
Welcome back to another episode of The Perfect Storm. We've been on a little bit of a hiatus, but haven't forgotten about the podcast audience and want to get back to getting regular guests in front of you, security experts, industry experts, and really end users to talk about cybersecurity challenges they're facing. But Matt and I thought we'd kind of reintroduce the podcast with a little update on what we've been doing at Harbor. We'll do a little update on kind of the threat landscape, and we'll talk about some of the things that we've seen and talked to our clients with about over the past couple of months. But let's start with Harbor. We've had a interesting couple of months, interesting start to the new year. We've expanded the team, so we're adding, continue to add depth of skill. We've added a lot of capabilities around CMMC compliance and around dealing with defense contractors. So, we've got some blogs out on that. So we'll shy away from that. But I did want to ask Matt, we did do a lot of work around improving our risk assessment process. Some of this through bringing in, of all things, an intern to help with the process, bringing in some new tools, some new capabilities. So I just, if you'd want, give us a quick update on the risk assessment process, kind of what our clients are seeing today, kind of where we've got some real improvements in our methodology and delivery. So figure out we can start right there.
Well, hey, Michael, it's great to be back. You and I haven't recorded one of these podcasts in, boy, it's been probably a year. So excited to be back recording another one and restarting our whole podcast effort. I think the feedback was always very positive about the guests that we were having on the show. So although this one won't be as highly rated, hopefully some of the future episodes when we have more compelling guests in attendance.
You're saying I'm not a compelling guest?
No, maybe it's me. I may not be the most compelling of guests because I'm the propeller head. You're much more exciting than I am. You asked about our risk assessment process. Yeah, we've spent a lot of time this year improving how we help our clients with risk management in and around cybersecurity. We've done a number of things. We've onboarded a new product called Cynomi. It's a product that we've looked at for the last couple of years, and they made some significant strides in 2024, enough so that we were really excited to begin using their tool and using the tool to help our clients with risk management. It does some really neat things, and being able to map between regulatory frameworks and compliance frameworks, some stuff for building risk registry and a number of other things, helping with business continuity and BIA. Really, really interesting stuff. I think our clients that have been onboarded onto Cynomi find the information super compelling. And we could still take that information and put our, let's call it the Harbor feel, which brings us to kind of step two of what we've been doing with our risk assessment. Like Michael said, we brought on an intern to help use AI, of course, to help us better deliver more compelling reports to risk management reports to our clients. We think that this ups the risk management game for Harbor Technology Group and our clients that have brought us on to do this type of work. We're really, really excited to start showing off this new AI tool later in the summer. The combination of Cinomi data with our AI overlay should be bring our risk management to the next level.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's most exciting for me is it takes risk management and it takes it from a snapshot. It takes it from a one-time view of, assessment and really makes it a continuous process, right? So we can
Indeed.
monitor risk changes in the threat landscape, changes in the, the known vulnerabilities, changes in the controls. We can manage that real time, right? So it gives us a real time component to what traditionally in our industry has been a snapshot view, a risk assessment. Now you really have a continuous kind of view of your risk posture. So I think that's, for me, that's the most exciting thing. And I think getting a lot of good feedback from our clients as we continue down the road talking about that.
100%, 100%. I think, with the nature of security the way it is today, and the risks and the threats that we face, like one-time assessments are no longer they no longer suffice. We really have to be managing risks continuously. So, like you have said, just reiterating that the new tool that we brought on, as well as our AI component, should really help leaps and bounds.
The other thing that I think we've done, and we've instituted some changes internally, but it's really a reflection of where the industry is going, is focus on compliance. Whether that be regulatory compliance, whether it be self-compliance, whether it be certifications like SOC 2, CMMC, ISO 27001. I think our clients have been asking us to up our game here for a long time, and we've really done so. We've made some key strategic hires. We've really put together a very strong compliance team, and now we're providing advisory services from SOC 2 to CMMC to the to PCI. I don't know if you wanted to comment on that, but I noticed it's been a big trend in the industry. I'm getting more questions about compliance. And about the same time, you and I were kind of, figuring out how we're going to build out our own compliance strategy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We've really, I mean, I would say compliance, and it's not new that it's been the tail that's wagged the security dog for a bit now. I'd say the last 6 or 7 years. But the clients that we are servicing, the small and mid-sized businesses that are having more of these industry pressures through needing to get outside audit done, whether it be an ISO 27001 or SOC 2, those industry pressures they're feeling because their competition is doing these things, regulatory pressures as international governments and organizations like the EU, or here in the States, and all the regulatory items that are being these focuses are being our clients are being held to a higher standard is what it comes down to, meeting these regulatory compliance obligations. So these two industry pressures, as well as regulatory pressures, has really, as you've said, has made it important for us to up our compliance game. We've implemented, or we've onboarded, we did this a number of years ago, but Drata as a compliance automation tool to help our clients achieve their compliance obligations, readiness for ISO 27001 or SOC 2, whatever have you, proving out industry compliance to HIPAA or PCI, et cetera. All of these things we've coalesced into Drata. Going back to what we were talking about with risk management and Cinomi and our continuous risk processes, we're using this to help inform on the compliance side as well. So we're not looking at this as standalone verticals of expertise. It's now all a big call it a big cyber soup of obligations. I'm a little bit hungry, so sorry about the soup reference. I'm just ready to eat something. So I don't know what your thoughts are on the use of compliance automation tools.
We've used a bunch of them over time. Our clients have driven some of the, some of that usage. We've recommended products. What you can do with a pencil and paper is a lot easier automated, and the tools have finally caught up to what the industry, what the community is asking for. So I think Drata, Vanta, some of the other tools out there, all very good. But we're now really able to use them and bring forth, a strong, value proposition to the client around compliance, right? Compliance is not just some deep dark, some effort that gets stuffed in the closet when you're not doing the audit. It really becomes part of your overall security program. So I think that's it. That's an important change, and I think it's, we're seeing
So
a
I think
lot of
that,
PMMC right now.
I think 100%. I think that's really what, I mean, it's great that, large organizations have been chasing these things for quite a long time. Our clients in the SMB world, they've been dabbling, but most certainly now we are seeing so many more clients, whether it be CMMC or SOC 2 or HIP, or excuse me, ISO 27001. They really want to get they want to achieve these goals. So it's no longer, to your point, no longer getting stuffed in the closet. They know that this is a strategic move for them to maintain compliance, to keep up with the competition, to prove out that they're doing the right things from a security data privacy perspective. This is no longer something that you have to do. This is something that you need to do to advance your business. And we're excited that Harbor is here to help our client base for sure. For sure. So what, Michael, let me ask you. So we've talked about kind of two of the big things with our we'll call it continuous risk management, as well as our compliance efforts. What else do you think, where do you see Harbor going for the remainder of the year? And what are we focused on from, like, what are we talking to our clients? If we're going to talk about threats a little bit, what are the threats that we really need to focus on?
Yeah, so interestingly, they're becoming a little bit industry specific, right? So we're seeing a lot more of control system, Internet of Things kind of conversations. We have a handful of manufacturing clients, we have a handful of defense contractors, and we're really seeing a lot of conversation around how to protect the control systems, how to protect manufacturing shop floors. So those are That's a real big trend, especially with a strong part of our I guess we'll call it our client base. The other thing I've seen, and I don't want to just throw out the two words, but right, artificial intelligence. We you can't buy a toaster today that doesn't have AI built in.
Right.
So I used to make that same joke about NAC, network address translation. But yeah, it's one of those things where AI is getting built into everything. AI presents certainly a lot of challenges, but there's also a lot of benefits to it. And just turning Copilot on and unleashing it on your entirety of your SharePoint data may not be the best strategy. Oversharing in terms of the use of note takers and AI assistance has become a real problem. So we're talking to our clients a lot about that. And then it's just the increased threat level, right? We're 15 years into the ransomware pandemic, and I'll use the word pandemic around ransomware, and it's not getting any better. Ransomware continues to be very sophisticated.
Even more so with AI slapped on top of it,
Yeah,
for sure.
it's one of those things we're not getting to the root cause. We're not solving it. And with cyber insurers paying off, the bad guy when they take control of somebody's data, they're not going away. So I think for me, those are the three biggest trends, right? The control system space, the AI, both on the bad and the good. And then,
And then ransomware.
and then ransomware, and ransomware has continued, problems throughout the space. So I don't know if you, as you talk to your clients, you're seeing anything different, but those are the three biggies for me.
Yeah, well, we've been focusing on, and it's kind of adjacent to what you've talked about. We've really been focused on third-party risk management. We have a number of tech firms that are clients. Those tech firms are using outside components. So managing the risk that, partnering with company X or company Y or company Z, really, that has to be looked at from a security privacy perspective. And then you layer AI on top of it. We really need to understand what the LLMs are really doing with the data. Managing your partners, your software vendors, your service providers has always been a thing. Certainly there's been more focus on them over the last 5 or 6 years, but it's even more important now with the nature of the tools that we're using. So understanding, I just have this great new accounting software that's going to make my life, pain-free, because it's going to do all my books and do all the invoicing and all of this because the AI is laying on top of it, or underneath it, however you want to look at it. But what is the AI really doing with the data? Is your data safe? It becomes much more critical and much more important now to understand, what these third parties are doing with data, what their control mechanisms are in place to prevent, unintended use of your data. So yeah, so the three things that you talked about, but I would throw third-party risk management, and supply chain risk management, whatever you want to call it, in there as well as one of the really hot button topics that I'm talking about with my clients.
So, just as we get ready to close up, any advice for the small business owner, the CEO of the defense contractor or a biotech startup? How do we that's ultimately our audience. That's who we want to be talking to. But any advice halfway into this year about what they should be working on, kind of the second half?
Yeah, so I mean, I think, and we've been saying it for a long time. So, I mean, we started Harbor about 10 years ago, 9 years ago, I think.
About that.
We always said, think back to one of our first marketing slicks was, security or cybersecurity is not a technology problem. It has been the case for a long time that it's not a technology problem, and it's even more so the case now. Cybersecurity isn't something that you and the advisory around it, the oversight of it, and the governance of your systems and data is not a technology thing. These are the critical components of your environment, both from a financial perspective, an intellectual property perspective, a regulatory perspective. These things are of critical importance to your organization. You can't look at it as a technology problem. You can't hand this to your IT person to manage cybersecurity oversight and governance. You need, and I'm not suggesting that it has to be Harbor, but somebody that has the expertise that can provide that governance and oversight that you really need as a small mid-sized business. We all have data, we all have systems. We all have goals that we want to make as a company. We can't have any of these things break down in the process on the mission of the company.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
I completely right. I think about the CIA, right?
Confidentiality, integrity, availability.
Confidentiality, integrity and availability of data. And right, that model, and you kind of, you've got, folks on the IT side who tend to lean more towards availability, right? We want things up and running. But that that confidentiality, that integrity really need to be driven into what you're doing. And I've used the same expression for years. I tell the same stories over and over again. But
yes, you do.
I look at IT and security as the same way as I look at accounting and finance. They're very closely related, but accounting is not finance, and finance is not accounting. IT is not security. It's part of it. It's part of their responsibility, but ultimately security is, kind of a standalone function that I think more and more businesses need to pay attention to.
100%.
They're throwing something over the fence and saying, hey, my IT guy's doing that, is just no longer acceptable, right? Because your IT guy is not making cyber insurance decisions. Your IT guy is not dealing with complex, compliance issues. Your IT guy may not even be able to, articulate and identify the critical assets to your business that you're trying to protect, right? So I think there's a management.
But to be fair, the IT guy is doing very important things. It's just like finance and accounting.
Yep.
The accounting, the controller in the organization is doing very important things, but the CFO is doing something that's adjacent but different.
Correct. And I think we're seeing a lot more of that as we talk to organizations. And I think that that message is getting out there. And I don't claim it's our drumbeat of blogs and content, but I have noticed over the past couple of years that message is really starting to hit home with small business executives.
100%. So, Michael, let's wrap up the conversation there. What should our listeners expect? When are we going to release, every 2 weeks or once a month?
We're back to the monthly plan, which I think is good. If you follow Harbor, we push out 2 threat reports a month. We push out a blog every week. We push out a newsletter every month. So I think that the cadence that we've been most successful with is monthly.
That's great.
We've got a bunch of great guests lined up, industry experts, CEOs of small and medium-sized businesses, compliance experts. We're also going to bring in some industry expertise from the likes of Sinomi and Drata. So definitely look forward to an exciting lineup the rest of the year. Look for these on a monthly basis, and we'll kind of continue going forward. Now, for those of you that have listened in the past, you know, one of the things we like to finish with is a little bit of, a harbor or a beach location or a place to watch the sunset where you can go get a cold beer and a good burger. So I was just down on Hilton Head Island. I hadn't been there in quite some time. And I would say the Old Oyster Factory, which sits out looking out not over the ocean but over the marshes, is an excellent place for a little sundown beer and a plate of oysters. So I'll throw that into the mix, and we'll get that updated on our Google Maps. I don't know if you've got a place, Webb, that you've been thinking about.
Well, because the trip is right around the corner, and I don't think I've shared this one before, and so there's a little spot that we go in Maine, a little town called New Harbor, and there's a lobster wharf there called Shaw's. Shaw's has been there for a heck of a long time. The cooperative, lobster cooperative right next door. Although you can't watch the sunset because it's facing kind of southeast where you sit, you do have a great view out through the harbor out to Monhegan Island. So a nice cold beer or a dark and stormy and a lobster, you just can't beat it.
All right, we'll call it a day there. You've already said that you're hungry. look forward to guests coming starting in August. Thanks for following Harbor on the perfect storm.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Michael.
Harbor's innovative processes are based on industry standard frameworks that are tailored to meet the needs of small and medium-sized businesses. We would also like to thank Tom Marshall for the original music. Yes, that Tom Marshall from Phish fame. Harbor's portfolio of services is designed to meet the cybersecurity needs of small and medium enterprises. We offer a range of services from cyber risk advisory to VCSO consulting to meet specific security requirements without putting a strain on your technology budget. If you like what you heard here, be sure to subscribe and share with your friends and colleagues. We release new podcasts every other week and are available on Spotify and Apple. You can reach us through our website if you have additional questions or suggest a great harbor we should mention on our next show.